Hey, good evening, everybody. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 2021 All Family Church Meeting, All Church Family Meeting, whatever order those words are going to come in. For everyone joining us online, thanks for joining us and checking in online. A lot of new things this year, so thanks for making it happen to all the people who have made this hybrid event possible. We just want to start off by saying thanks. We want to let you know that we got a couple things in store. We're going to start our night with a little bit of church business. So if you're a member, we're going to get the business out of the way on the front end, and then we will get to celebrating and recognizing some of the things that God has done in our volunteers and our teams and some new members. So we are looking forward to a great night. If you're not in the room, we have such great dedicated members that they've all migrated to the back of the auditorium, okay? So they're trying to be nice and close to everyone who's online, right? So we love it, but we're just glad you can be here. And so we're going to start the night off with inviting the people who do all the not-so-fun stuff of running a North Central church. I mean, it's not fun to me, but they love it. So they're gonna be so happy. But Kristen and Jeanette, they're going to give us a report. If you are looking for the annual report, if you're in the building, then you can grab it at the check-in table. If you are joining us online and you're looking for that report, you can check it out on the website, or I think it's included in the email that was sent to you. So there's a couple different ways you can view it online, but they are going to go over our report. And then we'll get on with our business. So if you are joining us online and you have not received an email or a text message to check in, we would love for you to check in. Go right on that chat and make sure that you let our online hosts know that you're here and you're checking in. That way you can be added to the voter rolls and make sure that your vote is counted here coming up. But without further ado, here is Jeanette and Kristen. They'll give us our report right out of our annual report.
Thank you. It's interesting, as all you know, we stood here last year at this time doing this, never even thinking we would be where we are today. And it chokes me up a little bit, because if you look at page 10 in our report, I, as a business person, I'm sure Jeanette would agree, that we, in my human business sense, would never think that this would have been possible from everything that's happened. We closed for a while. we had giving boxes instead of giving, all of that. And if you look at this, our actual for 2020, we almost hit our tithes and offerings of our budget, which is amazing. And we actually, because we diminished some of our operating expenses for the year, actually came out with a revenue of $120,000 for the year, which is unprecedented. I would never have thought that would happen. A little embarrassing, because I know God can do that, right? We have faith that He is in control. He's totally in control. And He did so many wonderful things last year. And one of the things we were able to, if you look at this, if we were able to, on our other receipts line, receive some of the PPP loan, they call it a loan, but since we were able to use that, according to all the regulations, we don't have to pay that back, so that was wonderful. And we also were able to still pay off, we've been doing the capital campaign, and people have been giving regularly to that, and actually we had over $100,000 more given, so we were able to pay down our loan on that, which is funny because Pastor Dan this morning said that that's not fun, but to Jeanette and I, that's really fun stuff to talk about. And we're able to do that also this year, so which is amazing. So looking at 2020, amazing year. Now, of course, we look to 2021. Does it concern me a little bit? Absolutely. You know why? Because, again, we're still unprecedented times. We have, members have moved away. So as I'm looking at the future, am I concerned about these numbers? No, because I know God is in control, and He's going to take care of us, and people are going to be faithful givers, and that's exciting. One of the things, so we're at a really good fiscally, we're fiscally responsible. Our cash flow is really well. I know people get a little glassy-eyed at the page 9, our assets and liabilities page. We all like to keep all the numbers in the right spots. But we are in a strong cash position. Jeanette is a blessing to our church. She's so amazing. She teaches me so much all day. And it's so fun to have a new friend personally, a personal friend to talk to. But she has also had this wonderful idea to have a reserve and replacement asset account. If you look at that, we've been trying to save so that when things come up that need to be replaced in our church, we're not taking it out of the general budget and it kind of skews numbers. We're saving so that we can just use those funds, which is really good. What else do I have here? I think that's pretty much it for the year. You know my email. If you ever have any questions, you can email the church. In particular, I know that in the back, there's actual breakdown of the income and expenses if you want to look at that. It's a fun report if you want to check it out. It's fun for us. But I think that's it.
Awesome. Yeah. Give it up for Jeanette and Kristen as they...
Oh, can I just say one more thing? I'm so sorry. Jeanette is a huge, huge help, and she does so much, and she is very detail-oriented, and I really appreciate it. And I also really appreciate Kristen Glickard and Ashley, who really work diligently about getting these numbers where they're supposed to go. So I just wanted to say that, too.
Yeah, of course. Thank you again. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I think Pastor Jonathan said something in our last meeting. He said, it's great having people on your team like Jeanette and Kristen, who Jonathan doesn't have a passion for finances, but he has a passion because Jeanette has a passion, and she loves it, and so that makes him love it. And so it's great to have people who with different skill sets on the team who love different things and who compel each other to kind of raising the bar as we continue to go on and grow, even as leaders and members of a leadership team. So thank you for their gifts. We're grateful to God that they have shown up, and he brought them to our church family. So you can check out all of those extra reports. If you are here in the building, you can go grab that spreadsheet. If you have questions, we're going to go all the way to the end of the meeting. So you can catch up some of our leaders here, and you can ask them questions. And then also we'll have some time online for those of you joining us online. You can have some Q&A at the very end to get some more detail on there. So thank you for that report. Right now we get to announce that through our tireless efforts of people like Jim DeWolf, Jayla Williams, Ryan and Tori Davis, that we've met a quorum. Well, so give yourselves a round of applause, okay? It's kind of always a crapshoot, but we're not going to do a actual roll call this year, okay? So we're going to save Matt last a whole world of trouble by mispronouncing 90% of your names, all right? So we did it. I think Mike and Becca Bologna, I think, are the most happy in the room. So the Bolognese's or Bolognese or whatever they get called every year. But we did a virtual one, so we everyone get that email and the text message, and we did a digital check-in and a roll call, so we've met our quorum, and so we are grateful for that. And so now we're going to send you out. Now's the time to kind of get to the brass tacks. We're going to we'll get your election ballots to you, right? Your digital election ballots to you. So we are going to send you those via text and email. Okay. So you're going to get both a text and an email. So if you're joining us online or even if you're in, yes. And then for those of you who don't want a digital ballot and you're in the room, we have paper ballots for you, okay? So anyone want one of those, we can get you one of those as well. But everyone's going to get a text and an email. Go ahead and vote once. If you are a member, make sure that you vote that first question, and it's going to ask you if you're a member or not, and please tell us yes or no. But then for those of you who are joining online, there's a little thing in there where if you have like two or three people and you're watching together, maybe you're watching on a phone, you can use the same phone to vote. You can vote and then just refresh that survey, and then you can vote again if there's another person in the room. So if you have multiple people watching, you don't have to shut the stream off or something like that. So we try to make it as easy as possible. So you're going to receive that digital ballot. Go ahead and vote, and then we will get you the results in a few minutes. If you're joining us online and you don't end up getting either an email or a text, write it in that chat box, and we will make sure our moderators will hook you up with that link. And even if you're in person here, if you don't get it, then we will ensure that you get it. There's three people that you are voting for. What do you mean? Yes, correct. Yeah. There's three vacancies. Yeah. Yeah, so you can see, if you have the report, you can see all their names are listed in the back of the report. If you're doing the online ballot, you're going to see their names. You can say yes, no, or abstain. Those will be your three options on there, so you'll see their picture and their name. So, okay, so as that's going on, we're going to invite Pastor Dan to come up and give some reports.
Hi there, everybody. Hi again. Good to see you all. Hello, if you're watching online. What a stunning turn of events to have a hybrid meeting. A year ago, we were jammed up in this room not having a hybrid meeting. We were all in person. And then a couple weeks later, on a Saturday night, we decided we aren't meeting together on a Sunday morning. We instead leapt from analog to digital world and put up a live stream in a few hours. And on Sunday, March 15th, Rich Parisi preached to a camera. I don't know if you remember that. Do you remember that, Rich? He still has nightmares about it. Imagine the world's greatest people person having no people to preach to. None at all. Well, I look forward to mentioning a few of the highlights this year from my report, and then we will take a vote to approve the treasurer's report, the secretary's minutes that were turned in the booklet there. Don't forget, in your voting there's three openings. We have three names for ratification or for vote, so you say yes, no, abstain on those, and then here in a few minutes we'll have some results on that. So the change this past year, that pandemic change, has kind of pressed us into doing things we've never done before. It has forced us to go digital, and even from a long distance, I'm so grateful for the work that has been done by Mim Giordano, who saw fit to pack up and move back home and continue to invest here in our church family, and has contributed by keeping us all connected digitally and with videos and so on. So Mim continues to serve on our staff. She does so long distance because of the technological miracles called video meetings, video conferencing, remote work, and so on. So grateful for all Mim is doing to keep us connected digitally. Also, we have unprecedented demands and challenges financially. And these two here with their team have been all stars in putting together all of the juggling. It's like juggling fire, because you got banking, financing, all kinds of changes in giving and not giving and all kinds of stuff. So they've been juggling all that and doing a phenomenal job. High impact contribution by them. When that live stream popped up, Joe Flatteau came out of nowhere. Joe Flatteau is a media expert and a digital live stream pro. Jim DeWolf plugged in his technological expertise. My daughter Jayla jumped in to make sure that our digital media team was keeping up with the demands and expectations of broadcasting every Sunday. And whole new levels of pressure, whole new levels of expertise is required there. And then in person, many of you felt the impact of the investment of Pastor Rich trying to keep real people connected in real ways. Would you give him a hand for all of the high impact effort that has gone into getting names, gathering people, connecting them with what's going on, who needs what? So Pastor Rich, thank you for the effort that you've put in to make sure that COVID didn't ruin the connections that people had with their church family who didn't have connections through digital meetings, and so on. So I'm grateful for your work there, Pastor Rich. Also, beyond accounting, Kids Central CNY runs in large part because of a couple of people. Jeanette, not only does Jeanette work financial miracles, she spends, I would say, most of her life over at Kids Central CNY making sure that she is helping those operations to go smoothly. And Joyce has donated so much of her time over there. Thank you, Jeanette and Joyce, for that. These are things that if they're not mentioned, they will forever just go unsaid, because they're in hallways when most of us are doing other things that no one is able to see. So thank you for that. Betsy is laying a foundation in Kids Central CNY. Betsy also is our Kids Central Junior Volunteer Director, by the way. So she runs the nursery on Sundays and in between, and then is our Kids Central CNY Programming Director over there. So Betsy, thank you for laying this foundation for us. And we believe that God's going to build on all this labor that is being invested by Betsy. So thank you for that, Betsy. Unbelievable effort going into that. Betsy has promised not to break down how much her salary comes to in an hourly wage. She's promised she's never going to do the math, because then the labor department, you know what I mean? Child, you know, all of those types of issues. But thank you, Betsy. Your value is way beyond what you're paid, and who you are means more to us than what you're doing. So thank you for that. It's a joy. Other people that have jumped in and jumped on, we needed guest services help, and Julio snapped up our pastoral intern. So thank you for that, Julio. And Chrissy, thanks for loaning him to us most Sundays, early to late. We appreciate that. We know it makes an impact on your family. Such a great and vital job being done there. Tori's volunteering to keep Kids Zone going in what appears to be a lose-lose situation in terms of what families are doing and trying to figure it out. But Tori, thank you for continuing the effort there in investing in our Kids Zone in the midweek programming. And if you see something happening around here, it's because Nate Grisak has donated his time and his effort. So if you see Nate, thank him for serving. Nate, you're appreciated by the church leaders. We're grateful for you and for all that you've given. And we're looking forward to great things coming out of our women's ministries. Stacy Isak stepped up and is trying to walk in these massive footprints left by the legendary Beth Hatch. So we're grateful for your work, Stace, and your willingness to serve and lead. And we see it bears witness with us that you're effective in leading. This is going to be a natural fit for you, or has been a natural fit for you, in women's Bible studies and all the other things that ladies do. But so a lot of people doing a lot of things when it feels like nothing's going on. And it's hard to explain, but we're grateful. And as far as I'm concerned, or as far as my life and family, I think I've mentioned at least once to you, I've never felt like I don't know what I'm doing in more areas of my life than I feel at this year. It has also caused me to turn into the wise mind and insight of our Father in heaven, to be dependent, to count on God for courage and wisdom and making decisions with, you know, I don't like making decisions without 95% of the information gathered to begin with. And now we're lucky if we get 50% of information and a decision's got to be made. And you just got to say, throw it in the wind, see which way it goes, and then follow it. So, but God has surfaced lots of energetic team members, lots of people pitching in. Some of you even have never done, in recent memory to me anyway, been a part of things like guest services, and you jumped in and made it happen and are connecting people. And I don't know if you've noticed this, but on Sundays, you might be thinking, I can't figure out if I've been here so long, these people don't recognize me, or if I genuinely don't recognize these people. There's new faces, new families, people looking for faith in the middle of a crisis in their life. And their experiences, the feedback I'm getting from them is their experiences are very, very authentic, genuine connections with our church family. And that makes me so excited to think that the masks may have covered half our face, but it doesn't cover our hospitality and it doesn't cover our warmth. And that's a big thing, I think, to overcome. A challenging year, lots going on in different things that my own kids are doing and the directions they're going, but I feel like God has given us just the right amount of insight and wisdom at the right time, and just the right things to do at the right time. And personally, I feel Though I don't know what I'm doing in more areas of my life, I feel confident that God is in charge, he's in control, and we're just having a really, really healthy surge in the right direction, as far as I can see. And I know some of you are probably in tune with things that need to be fixed and upgraded and attended to, and we're prayerful and open to hear from you on what those could be. But I'm grateful for my team. The team here is spectacular, absolutely spectacular. So I'm grateful. And of course, it would be unjust to not make another comment, as I do annually, on all the work that Joyce does to carry everything. So Joyce, thank you for that. Thank you for your faithful, steady carrying. Have I told you that if I don't show up next week, you can find another pastor, but if Joyce doesn't show up, you can't find another Joyce and the church will close? In the past, I've been joking, but the joke's over. Joyce, thank you for all the ways that... And the other thing to keep in mind about the work that Joyce doesn't just do office work, Joyce does people work. So she just doesn't keep us connected administratively, organizationally. Joyce keeps us connected with where people are at and what people need and serves them. And Joyce, there was a breakdown. A woman broke down, her car broke down, and she came in to the church. And then I don't know what Joyce did, but this woman was so thrilled with the kind of TLC she got from Joyce. She sent over cookies and cards and was raving about how she was treated here at this church. And I was kind of like, I'm hopeful that no matter what church she broke down at, that would be the way she was treated. But she of course, had the thrill of bumping into Joyce and then was treated so kindly. And Joyce does that for everyone. Thank you for that, Joyce. And every time I say her name, she cringes more and more publicly. So we're grateful for that. So I'm grateful for another year. Thank God for his wisdom. And I thank God for the opportunity looking forward. This isn't what this time is about. It's not about looking forward, but I'm grateful that there's some clear direction going forward. The right people are getting lined up and being put in place. And some of the parts of our church family, systems-wise, people care-wise, and other things that need attention, I'm excited to have clarity on addressing those and improving those and upgrading those. Systems, people care, what our disciple-making focus is on, which I shared this morning about transformation in the heart and the home. So I'm grateful for all of that. So I would, don't forget, you can stick around. If you have questions for us, we're happy to answer them. If you have some that you want to send to us, you can do that in the chat. We'll address them when we get to the Q&A at the end. But I would entertain a motion to... I would entertain a motion to receive the reports. Treasurer, secretary minutes, and the report that you've got in your booklet from me and Pastor Jonathan, I would entertain a motion to approve all of those reports at the same time by a member. Motion, anybody second that motion? Thank you. All in favor say aye. Opposed, same sign. All right. We'll carry that. Reports are done, and... check this out. We've got something we want you to see.
We would love. We would love for you to tell us, the people that are watching, which is our church membership at our membership meeting. These are the people who made the investment to help build the space that we're in so that we can provide programming like what you guys are taking advantage of. So tell me a little bit about your boys. They're special little guys. Tell us a little bit about them.
Well, I have 8-year-old twins, as you guys all know. They're very rambunctious. They love coming here, but just like so many other students, only going to school 2 days a week, they needed somewhere to go, and this turned out to be the perfect place for them, and they enjoy it, and I'm very happy with what you guys provide here.
I have triplet boys. This year, they are 6 years old. They are in first grade at Donlin Drive Elementary. They are literally mine and my husband's entire life. They are a energetic, as you know, handful little bunch. Overall, just great kids.
Those listeners here, help them get a better grasp of why your experience has been impacted based on the remote learning center. How does it help your family? How does it impact your family?
First and foremost, it impacts me because I'm still able to work.
Yeah.
And my kids can still have some sort of structure somewhere, which they need at their age. It's very hard for kids to only learn 2 days a week, and it's hard for them to learn online. It's very different for them. So to have somewhere for them to go where someone is helping them, it actually encourages them to learn, and it makes them feel less insecure about that. Right. So they're learning, and it's still a fun environment. It's impacted me just so I didn't have to quit my job.
My husband and I are both full-time working parents. We unfortunately do not have the capability to work from home. When school was going to be starting, we were like just scrambling. Like, what are we going to do? You know, because we have to be at work. And then we have three little ones that have to be basically on the computer for 3 days a week. So we just we were literally at a loss. So Kids Central has literally met every expectation that we have needed. I pick them up at the end of the day. They're happy. They're smiling. They're tired. I don't have to come home at night and worry about pulling out their computer, having to do homework, you know, and then having, you know, catching up, like, because it's just done. Like, they get all of their work done. They get their homework done. There's no complaints from their teachers. Their grades are fantastic. And it's just overall just a great experience. I can't thank you guys enough, honestly.
Yeah, that's intense. It's hard to put a value or a quantity. You're the kind of family we were picturing when we thought, what do people need? What do families need? What do single parents need? They need someone to help carry the stress and the burden of childcare so that they could continue to go forward in their life and have a job and provide for their family. You know, it's been an honor and a joy to serve you guys and your boys. We'll take all their rambunctiousness. That's why we build some big space so they can run around and work their wiggles out. We're so thrilled and we're grateful for every minute you spend with us, and especially for you trusting us with your voice. And we don't take lightly that trust that you've put in us. And we love them and we're very much concerned about helping you guys the best that we can. So thanks for letting us have them when you do.
Well, that was just a small little glimpse of the impact of our Kids Central programming. And you got to hear from a couple moms there. It just so happens there's something in the water here in the town of Clay. We have twins and triplets, and every now and then we get another registration. We're like, twins? Is this even possible? And they're finding us. And they're also finding the love, affection, and care that we were envisioning. So for all of you who've given a dime, for all of you who've given a minute, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for. We only use two parents, but Betsy said there's plenty of others that we could have reached out to and heard from them, and they would have said very similar things. So we're grateful for the impact there that's being made. We have our results in from our election. All three of our candidates were elected. Congratulations to you. We also... Some of you might want to know who you just voted for, because it's very difficult to know who is who more than ever. So we have them here tonight. And Julio, would you stand up? And then Matt, where are you? I saw you come in. Matt, would you stand up? And Jim DeWolf. These are three trustees that were voted and affirmed tonight, so thank you. They are replacing and filling open seats that have been generated by Dr. Rich. Dr. Rich, thank you for serving our church family again and again and again, and this the most recent time, so thank you for that. And also, J.J. Giordano, Bill Postel, also seats are open for these terms here to be filled, so grateful for that. Thank you, gentlemen. Let's pray for them, if you would. Would you join with me in prayer? Father, we pray for wisdom as 2021, as Kristen has said, is coming along here and we don't know what to expect. Our churches nationwide with new laws, with new finance banking laws, with new challenges for churches and every agency and organization alike. Our trustees take responsibility and depend on your wisdom. We pray that you'd help us be attentive to the things that we have to do to help make your name famous, and also to protect all the parts and roles that we play in advancing your kingdom with wisdom as trustees. We thank you for sending us people that are engaged in finance and all kinds of other aspects that are vital for an organization like ours to continue on in a healthy way. We pray that you would continue to give us clarity, give us wisdom on the one side, and on the other side, help us raise up church leaders that are always engaged in leading, loving, and serving our people, our church family. We're grateful for it, and we pray in Jesus' strong name. Amen. Thank you for that. I would entertain a motion to adjourn the business portion of our meetings. Don't forget, if you've got questions on anything, hang around after this. I know that our dynamic duo will be here to cash out these questions for you. They will hang around here. Our church leaders are going to hang around and answer any questions. And also, if you have a question and you're online, you can send the question, and our online hosts will connect us with you in that question. So I'd entertain a motion to adjourn the business portion of the meeting. Anybody? If no one adjourns, we're yeah. All right. Thank you. Double whammy. I'll have you know that we're 10 minutes in, and these two sisters were trying to adjourn the meeting. I don't know if you noticed that. I've been ignoring them for about 30 minutes. All in favor of adjournment, say aye. Opposed, same sign. Good. We'll carry that adjournment, and why don't you stay right where you're at? We're going to hand this over to Pastor Rich, and he's going to recognize some of our new members, actually all of our new members within the past year. Again, we see more and more members moving away and moving south, but by God's grace, some members are moving in and joining church family, and his church always continues. So would you give Pastor Rich a hand as he comes to celebrate membership?
Thanks, Pastor Dan, and welcome everyone, both in person and online. And it's my pleasure tonight to be able to recognize 9 new members. And so if those that are in here could come on up front right now, we're going to just do a little brief activity with our new members at North Central. So come on up front, please. You know, I've been here since dirt began. You know, I've been here a long time at North Central. I've seen a lot of members come and a lot of members go for all kinds of reasons. And this last year, again, seeing some dear friends move south, I'm thrilled for them. I'm happy for them, but I'm sad for us. It's always tough to lose people you get to know and you build relationships with and you love. And then in a year like this where we've had a pandemic and we're walking around with masks and you're here, you're not here, and trying to meet people, everything just gets more challenging. But it's just a blessing to see what God continues to do, to bring people into positions where they want to serve, where they want to commit, where they want to step up to make a difference for the kingdom. And so tonight, it's a blessing to be able to recognize some people. And we're going to do this in a very simple way. I'm going to first mention one person who's online, so he can't be here. His name is Ken McGee, and Ken does a lot upstairs with the sound system. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to pass the mic. We're going to start back to my left. We'll start with Jalen. We'll work across. And people are going to just share their name, and they're going to share how, in some way, they're investing their time, talents, or treasure to serve and make a difference here for the North Central Church family. So I'm going to just start at the end, and they're going to just pass the mic down. I'm going to be quiet and listen and enjoy hearing different ways they're investing.
Hello, I'm Jayla Williams. Yes, to get this out of the way, I'm Pastor Dan's daughter. But really, becoming a member was just a matter of my age. My parents do a great job of letting me kind of make this church my own, or any church that we've been at in the past. So there's so many of you just in the room that have invested in me, and I am honored to call this church my home. So I get to volunteer in lots of ways at church. I'm involved in the youth ministry. I get to work upstairs in the booth and try to hide behind computers. And I also got employed here just this past spring. I work under Mim, who now lives in Colorado, but she still runs, you know, the online part of our church. So that's been really fun. And there's not many people that can say they not only see their dad do their job, but also get to hang out at the office sometimes with him. So that's been like a fun behind the scenes extra little tidbit to hang out with Pastor Dan. So, yep.
I'm Becca Bolignon, and I decided to become a member because of my husband. It's his fault. No, not really. I wanted to become a part of North Central because it started to feel like home. I've been coming here for, I guess it'll be 3 years, maybe this month or next month, I guess. And I wanted to wait to see what the church was like, the people were like. And I've been helping out in the nursery. Well, I started out with toddlers, and then I've been in the nursery since having my daughter, Adeline. And it just felt right, and I just decided it was the time. And I kept getting emails about it, too. So I was like, they must know that I'm not a member, so I guess I better do it. So I'm very happy to be a part of the North Central family.
My name's Ryan Hodson. I've been coming here for about 4 years now, and really I want to become a member so I could vote at tonight's meeting. That's about it. But no, really, I really enjoyed this church. I enjoyed getting to know Pastor Dan and just everybody, really feeling like home. The guest services really impacted my life when I first got here, meeting JJ and just getting to know them. So that kind of brought me into the whole guest services team. Just wanted to share my hospitality since I got great hospitality when I first joined. So yeah, that's why I joined, and that's why I became a member.
I'm Karen Keller. Had no idea that we were going to be brought up on stage tonight. So I think Todd and I have been coming here for probably 8 years, and you know, it felt like home from the first time we were here. But it just took us a while to become members and start serving. So we've been serving on the guest services team for a few months now as lobby ushers. And I think we've helped at the door also a few times. But yeah, we're enjoying it. We love it. And yeah, it feels like home.
What Karen said. yeah, well, I think that, yeah, it probably feels like we're a little bit slow movers for, you know, having 8 years, but it happens when it happens, and same, whatever, I think with the serving part, it was whatever there was a need for. We just said we'll do whatever there's a need for, so.
Now, again, I see Linda Rady down there. I think officially also a member now, and I won't make Linda run up here at this moment, but I just will recognize her and thank. You're doing such a great job. We just wanted to recognize you again. Stepping up, teaching one of the women's ministry Bible studies now for Beth, and just doing so many different things. Again, it was such an encouragement, I know personally to me, and as a member of our Encore group too. And I just, again, thank all of you. You know, one of my roles is Encore, but the other part of my title is the issue of legacy. And the issue of legacy, as a longtime teacher and then a longtime school administrator, I always like to do it with my elementary school kids. Say, you know, it begins this year for you. As a sixth grader, what do you want your legacy to be when you leave McNamara Elementary School? And for those of us who are believers, as we have a chance to impact in different ways this community of believers here, and obviously as we also go outside of North Central. So I can't thank all of you enough for taking that step. Sometimes, you know, a lot of people, we've had people who've been here forever who just don't feel comfortable with membership. But so thankful for people stepping up, making that commitment, wanting to serve, wanting to be part of the team, and wanting to have an impact for Jesus that helps to make him famous, to exalt his name, both here and outside North Central. So let's just pray for a moment for all of them before they go today. Let's just extend your hands towards them, and we'll just pray. Lord, I just thank you for hearts that want to serve, hearts that want to make a difference, hearts that are willing, Lord, to get out of sometimes their own comfort zones, Lord, and to get schedules changed and time that they have to give and to give of their time and their talents and their treasure to make a difference for you, Lord. God, as we talk so much about Encore, the desire to finish strong, and again, that desire to finish strong hopefully doesn't start when you're 60 or 70 or 80. It hopefully starts when you're 10 and 20 and 30 and 40. And you want to be just planting seeds that make a difference in the kingdom. So I thank you for their hearts to serve. And I just am so thankful that they want to just make a difference for you. They want to continue to exalt your name. They're willing to serve in different areas of need, as was shared. We ask that you bless them and use them in every way possible. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Let's give them a little round of applause again as they go off.
Hi, everyone. Hey, we want to take just a few minutes and honor some folks who serve on teams. The importance of teams never has been more important than it was, especially in 2020, right? With all the change and all the transition and everything that we sort of went through together as a church family, so very important to have everybody on board sort of rowing in the same direction, right? When the seas are good, you could put a bunch of people in a rowboat and probably get by with just one person paddling, right? But when stuff gets stormy and when change starts to happen and you're not really sure what's next, you kind of need to come together, right? You need to pull together, get everybody an oar, and everybody has to start rowing in the same direction. And I just feel like that sort of characterizes what our teams experienced and sort of went through in 2020, which was a major blessing kind of in disguise almost, right? All this change, all this upheaval, but it sort of was like the impetus for our teams to just like congeal. That's a weird word. Congeal? No, I shouldn't use that. Ah, it's terrible. You're writing it down. Oh, that's a food term. I think it's a food term. You guys get, don't say coagulate. All right. You guys get my point. So we want to bring up some of our ministry team leaders. Amy Jennings first, our kids min director, just to honor a few of the folks on our teams.
Okay. Hi, everybody. So I have to tell everyone this comment about Betsy and Joyce, because as we were driving in the parking lot, my youngest daughter's like, "So what are all these cars here?" I'm like, "Well, you know, we're going to the meeting." And she's like, and Silas speaks up from the back. He's my second youngest. "Well, I bet I know who it is. It's Betsy. She's always here. Anytime we come here, she's here." And then Silas goes, "Well, it also might be the lady who sits behind that curved desk, the round one." I go, "Mrs. Joyce, yeah, that lady. They're always here." I'm like, "Yeah, they're going to be here." So yeah, you guys are always here. So I want to talk about some wins in Kid Central. So at Kid Central, when I say Kid Central, that covers our special needs special needs department, that covers our Kids Zone, which is our one Wednesday evening once a month program for our kids, and then it also covers our Sunday mornings. So, my goodness, when COVID came and things got shut down in March, well, we kind of had to scramble and do some things differently. It was a huge learning curve for a lot of us. So I want to share some of those things that were happening behind the scenes that I consider huge wins. First, Kids Zone. Well, we weren't going to meet in April any longer. So our team put together three videos that we hosted live on Facebook. And it was amazing because everybody on our team, we just kind of threw it out there. I mean, I remember our first video was pretty quickly put together, but everybody was like so excited to be part of it, so willing to do it, to try it out. And you know, each one got better. Our finale for the year, that was in June, was a video about all of our kids' talents. So we got our parents to get involved and give us videos of their kids and their talents, and we got to showcase that. And it was just, that's a huge win. Especially when, if you know me, I'm not very technologically, whatever, what's the word? Inclined, thank you. Not coagulated or whatever. Inclined. So my goodness, to put together videos and figure out how iMovie works. I mean, Mim was huge in teaching me that and bringing me to what our videos are today. So that's one win, our Kids Zone videos live, doing those live and kind of figuring it out with our kids participating. Between Betsy and I, we have provided 93 Kids Central videos for our kids to watch on Sunday mornings. So, yeah, I mean, you look at the first one that we made. I think mine was vertical rather than horizontal in my dining room. And to what it is today, but we've been able to provide our kids with the Bible stories that they would be hearing here on Sunday mornings, right in their own homes while their parents are watching online. And we're still providing those for the families who can't be here. So that's a huge win. Also, with the collaboration of Raquel Williams, Betsy, again, and Wendy Grabowski, we formulated, when it was finally ready, we were finally ready to open our doors again, we formulated a plan to reopen Kids Central. And our meeting was a long one. There were so many details to cover, and it was amazing. It was amazing with how we just bounced ideas off each other. And we not only came up with a plan to reopen Kids Central, but it was a plan that would be safe for our families. I mean, I can't think of one kid who has left Kids Central with a COVID case since we opened in September that originated from here, right? So we've been able to provide safety for our kids and families. But not only that, it was a plan that it was formulated in a way that we were getting maximum results from a very limited number of volunteers. We had lost quite a few volunteers because of the situation. Many were unable to return. So that's a huge win. Another thing, before I came along, this was a vision that was, Raquel and so many others had that we would have a pre-K program in place. So right now we have a nursery, ages 0 to 2. We have a toddler space. It's not open yet, but that would be ages 2 and 3. And then, 0 to 1, 2 and 3, or 2, sorry. Anyways, nursery and toddlers, 0 to 2, pre-K, 3 to 5, Kids Central split into two groups, a first through third and a fourth through six. That's been the vision for way before I came, but it wasn't able to be in place. Well, we were like, there's no time like now. People are coming back, and now's the time to change things up. So we decided we're just going to go for it. And we have been able to have a pre-K in place. And we've been able to do that partly because of the videos Betsy's made that we can utilize that in the classroom and then have activities for our kids. It's a huge win because you put 3-year-olds and 4-year-olds with 6th graders. Talk about the complexity that causes, the teacher's trying to teach a wide range of ages, right? So now we're trying to tailor it to our kids' ages and really meet them where they're at and the questions they have that are age appropriate. Also, we've had several families visit Kids Central since COVID, and they are continuing to attend on Sundays. They're coming to Kids Zone on Wednesdays, another huge win. And then we started Kids Central in September. We did not start Kids Zone back up till October. And I have to say, with the collaboration and the enthusiasm of the entire Kids Zone team, we were able to start Kids Zone back up. I mean, hands down, the entire team said, we don't care how many kids are there. We're there. We want to volunteer. We want to put this in place for our kids and our families and get the ball rolling. And I was just blown away by their willingness. So we have a little bit new program in Kids Zone 2. It's more of a kind of like a VBS style type program. We have a new craft coordinator, Devin Narr. We have a new game coordinator, Mike Bolignone. And it's helped to pick up, they're taking that ownership and really helping to make that time so valuable and so fun for our kids. So those are some wins. I'm giving you guys lots, and I'm sure I could give you more. So there's three people I want to highlight tonight. And when I'm thinking about highlighting three people, really I think of these people as kind of being the face of all the other people. You know, I really would love to thank every single person on our team because you are all so vital and important. But in Kids Central, Betsy, again, you know, every Sunday, like my kid said, you're here, you're helping to prep, you're helping to plan and prepare. But there's something else about Betsy. It's not just what she's doing in Kids Central, it's her heart for people. Oftentimes you'll see Betsy when the parents are trying to check in and their kids are going crazy and running around. She's rallying the kids, and she's helping to keep them occupied for the parents. You know, she's picking up a crying baby. She's asking you how you're doing when she's just been here for like 12 hours or so. She just has a heart for people, and that really shines through. So we're happy to have Betsy. On our special needs program, Hannah Last has been overseeing that program, and Wendy Grabowski kind of stepped in for Hannah while she was having her baby. But both Wendy and Hannah, my goodness, not only do they have the expertise for this program, they are just helping to, you know, Hannah has taken the lead on this team, helping to communicate with the special needs parents, figuring out what those kids are all about, what they need. She's helping to coordinate the schedule for our team. So there's so much that goes into it, and it's so needed. I was just talking to somebody the other day who goes to a different church and just said they don't have that. And, you know, parents are hesitant to leave their children with special needs. It's a need that we're meeting. And I'm so thankful for Hannah and Wendy for really taking that and running with it. And then for our Kids Zone, Tori. Tori is my right-hand lady. She's so organized. She keeps us organized and focused. She's one of the first people I go to bounce ideas off of. And I like bouncing ideas off her because she gives me honest feedback, and she helps me tweak those ideas. And she also has some foresight to see, well, I don't know if that would really work. So I appreciate that. And lastly, moving forward, just really quick, for our Kids Zone, we have started seeing some kids come from Kids Central CNY to our Wednesday nights. How awesome. That's an awesome opportunity to reach even more into our community. So we want to keep encouraging our families to invite neighbors, their kids, invite their friends from school. We want to see Kids Zone be a place that we're also reaching out into the community. And then for Kids Central CNY, today in Kids Central, we had, I believe, except in our nursery, we had max capacity. So people are coming back. And we are going to need to move forward in providing more space for our kids, providing more RSVPs for our kids and our families to attend. So I want to invite you guys to get involved. I want to invite you to be part of this amazing work we're doing to help disciple our kids and love them and care for them. And we will need that. We'll need your help moving forward and providing that those extra spaces for our kids to be at on Sundays. So that's it. Did I talk long enough?
Let's thank Amy for all your efforts, Amy. Appreciate you so much. Next up, we've got Jimmy D, who is our student ministries director. He helps manage our media and tech team alongside Jayla Williams, newly minted board member. So you have to listen to him.
Thank you for your vote. So I don't know about anybody else, but I can't stand following Amy when she gets up here because she does such a good job, and I'm going to just do a very mediocre job. So, but I'm Jim DeWolf. You guys all know me. I serve as the student ministries director, and you know, just like Amy just described, our year was quite a bit different as well, but a lot of exciting things happened. God brought us a couple of new leaders, so I'm going to make them stand up because they're super shy, but Barb and Danielle over here, they joined our team, so that was pretty exciting. They're new folks in the church. Well, Barb's really new, and Danielle's been floating around for a while, hiding behind the online life, and then she serves in Kids Central as well and the Remote Learning Center. So it's exciting to have new people on our team. We continue to have about 30 students on average join us every Wednesday, and it's kids just really want to gather together with each other. My glasses are like reflecting the light in my eyes. And they're just hungry for connection, and we get to provide that opportunity to them. So it's been quite the honor to be able to do that. And I love serving with this team. And I hate every year we have to get up here and we have to like highlight people on our team. And really everyone on this team should be highlighted, because if you've ever worked with teenagers before, it's not easy. So, you know, it's definitely... I hate calling specific people out, so thank you to everybody who serves with our students. I really appreciate every one of you. But I'm going to get right to highlighting, it's not going to be, you're going to get two people this time because they kind of come as a package. But I really want to just call out Aaron and Cody Glickert. So Aaron's been on our team a little bit longer than Cody has because, well, she married Cody and then he kind of just came with the package. But it's been quite the blessing to have both of them. Erin's a gifted leader. She's a coach. She's a volleyball coach in the collegiate level. And, you know, just watching the way she loves on and leads, especially our female students, when she's not being pulled away and stretched in different ways with volleyball, is pretty inspiring. And then Cody, if any of you guys know the Glickerts, I'm sure a lot of you do, the Glickerts bring a lot of excitement and a lot of fun. And Cody kind of brings that in his own unique way. And I really think it's cool to see him do that. But he also has this heart for apologetics. And he really is like a resource for our students where, you know, they're all struggling with questions about their faith. And Cody's there to answer them in some pretty fun ways. And it's cool to see how the students gravitate towards them. And they've grown with their relationship with God because of him. So I couldn't do it without any of these leaders, but, you know, Cody and Aaron, I just think, you know, they're stretched in so many different ways, too. They're newly married. They're buying a home. Aaron's a full-time coach for SUNY Cortland, and they also lead our young adults ministry as well. So they're spread pretty thin, but I think the cool thing about them is I think people kind of take youth leaders or youth workers, and they kind of think they have to be this young person that's, you know, single and hip and wears cool clothes. I mean, I'm not single or hip, and I don't wear cool clothes, and I'm old, but so I still get to do it. But I mean, you can do it as a couple. You and your husband and a wife can come together, and you can model, like Dan was saying, what it looks like to have a healthy marriage that honors God, and we can reflect that, or we can, you know, show our students what that looks like, because I think that's huge moving forward. So that's all I have to say. So
let's
we'll
thank
go on.
Jim. Thank you.
Yeah.
Jim.
And thanks again for your vote.
If you're a parent who's ever had teenagers attend a youth group, it's a big deal to entrust your kids to a youth leader, a youth pastor, you know. And Jimmy, there's nobody I'm more comfortable or would feel better about entrusting my two teens to than you. So thanks, buddy. Love you. Let's have Julio Martinez up. Julio is our guest services director, and he and Christina as you guys know, have been a huge blessing to our church family. Jumped right in from the get-go. So here's Julio.
Thank you, sir. How's everybody doing? Hello, hello, hello. So as you guys know, we obviously had this global pandemic going on. So our guest services team had to make a lot of changes and kind of adapt to our surroundings. So we had a lot of changes, and we had a lot of volunteers step up, some on multiple teams within the guest services team. And, you know, I just want to say thank you to all you guys. You guys have all helped us, you know, gain new members and help our existing church family grow in this time. So thank you to all you guys. The one person I wanted to highlight tonight is Tim Kelly. Tim Kelly, you know, he's always been willing to come in and serve, and he's always here early trying to temp check, and he always stays late. He's been a fantastic door greeter for all of us, and I just want to shout you out. You know, there was a stretch where it felt like you were serving every single day, or every single weekend, excuse me. And, you know, we appreciate your consistency, and you've been a fantastic door greeter and just really great for all of us and for our team. And during this time, something we needed was consistency. We needed people that are willing to serve every single week, because we didn't have a ton of volunteers at first. And for someone like you to step up, we really appreciated it. Just an example of something you did. In the beginning, we were doing temp checks. And we still are doing temp checks, but we had to look for stragglers that came in after the fact. And Tim sitting there with his thermometer, looking at the doors, waiting to see people come in, and, you know, and he would go temp check them. But that's the type of commitment we had from Tim. I mean, he went above and beyond the expectation. I want to thank you for that. It's, you know, we're grateful for that. And, you know, we appreciate your attitude. We appreciate you being able to be at the door with a positive attitude to greet our guests. And, you know, you went above and beyond, and we do appreciate that. So, yes, thank you, Tim.
That's all I got. Thank you, Julio. With all the stuff that we've had to implement, you know, from temp checks to masks to you name it, there's a lot of ways for that stuff to go sideways, don't you think? You know, it really takes a deft touch at those doors to do that well. And you've really exhibited some serious leadership muscle, Julio. Appreciate you, man. It's been great. Stacy Isik, Women's Ministries. Stacy Isik, everyone. No? Stacy, you didn't get the... We don't... Stacy didn't get the memo. No, I'm not going to call her up here. No, that's okay. That's okay.
Hi, everyone. Yes, I'm Stacy. I was granted the opportunity to lead our women as Women's Ministry Director this year, as Beth and I reversed roles last spring. We had a meeting with Michelle Malera, and the three of us were leading as a team and decided to just play musical chairs with our positions, and it, you know, we were all on board with it, and everything was going well, even with COVID. Huge shout out to the Bible study leaders who really stepped up to leading on Zoom. It was a challenge for all of us, but they embraced it. And really, we adapted, and I gotta say, like, it was a huge win. Everybody's talking about these wins. And I don't have notes, so I'm gonna ramble a little bit. So that was really cool to see, and then we were really able to kick off well in the fall with our Bible studies. I believe all of them have a Zoom option, so you can either attend in person, which made distancing easier in the spaces that we have here. Everybody's been really flexible, and we've been able to just, you know, I think probably, honestly, have more people be able to attend study because we have the Zoom option, whether they're just not comfortable leaving the house for safety reasons, or we have young moms at home with little ones who just need to be at home right now. So that's been really awesome. And then we got the news that Beth was leaving, which broke my heart. I'm still not over it yet. It's going to take a long time. But, you know, God knew. And Just really thankful for her leadership, for everything that she invested in me, and Michelle also. I don't know if Michelle's watching, but those two, you guys, I've been here for over 17 years, and the two of them have just endlessly poured into me. I just could not thank either of them enough, and have given me so much that now I'm able to stand confidently to lead now, which is terrifying and wonderful at the same time. I'm just really grateful that they trust me. I feel confident bringing, you know, fresh new ideas, new ways of doing things, whatever that looks like. We don't really know yet, but I feel safe here that we can move forward in that. So that is the women's ministry wins, I guess.
Awesome.
On the
fly.
Thanks, Stacey.
There's no way you winged that. Did you wing that?
Yeah.
That was amazing. I can't remember a moment in the last 17 years that Stacey's been here that she wasn't serving in some way, shape, or form. So it's been really cool to see God grow you and flourish your ministry and your impact in North Central. So glad you're here. Pastor Rich is going to come up and talk a bit of encore. Pastor Rich.
Thank you, JV. Well, back again. A microphone in my hand, always very dangerous for everyone. What a blessing to work with our Encore folks. What an incredible blessing. And that whole issue, again, of legacy, hopefully for all of us as we continue to go forward. To say that this has been an unusual year would be a major, major understatement. Kind of like saying it occasionally snows in Syracuse. You know, it's a major understatement. To use a popular word of this last year that we hear all the time, we had to do a lot of pivoting. There was a major pivot going on. I used to think a pivot was when I played basketball against Amos or Dr. Rich or some of the young guys, and I had to work on my pivot moves and not travel. But this year, we had to pivot all of our plans for the year. We put a whole bunch of stuff together. We had a whole bunch of things ready to go, and all of a sudden, we couldn't do them. We were meeting twice a month for Encore Bible Study. We were meeting 7-8 months a year for luncheons. We were having different Encore things at our home. We were planning different field trips and activities to go to a play, to go to a ball game, to do a variety of things. And we had been working to plan all that for this year with our leadership team, who I'm going to recognize in a minute. And then all of a sudden, we couldn't do any of that. So we got busy and began looking at how do we communicate with our team. And again, one of the challenges with a lot of seniors, not all of them have smartphones, not all of them have computers, not all of them have any clue as to what to do with technology. And if Amy kidded about her technology skills, like I'm like way down below Miss Amy. You know, so it's like, all right, how are we going to do this and how are we going to make this work and what's going to be comfortable for our seniors? So in a process to try and do that, we sent out approximately 100 updates during the last year, generally about two a week. Some weeks it was only one, some weeks it might have been three, but just prayer updates. Dr. Rich Malera, I think several people will be calling you for eye appointments. All the stuff I sent out, I was trying to get the font reasonable, but you know, for some of our seniors, that can be a challenge. We did over 40 videos. We did over 30 devotionals. Al Anderson did many of those with me and other people. Linda did one. Different people contributed to that. We did texts. We did phone calls. We did some visits where we could, where it was appropriate. We dropped things off at people's homes. We continued to do many cards, and our staff was doing many cards during the year to people throughout our congregation. We continued to look at how do we keep our theme going forward with finishing strong, and how do we continue to focus on the idea of one anothering? How do we encourage one another, pray for one another, bear one another's burdens? How do we love one another when we can't get together? What do we do to make that happen? So as we continued to send out all these various updates, and during the process of doing videos, I was doing some videos. You know, again, I think I had taken about one selfie in my whole life with my grandkids until all this year started. And all of a sudden, I'm walking on the beach at the Cape, and I'm going, you know what, I've got to start doing some videos from down here. So I did, I think, 13 videos from Cape Cod to go out to our Encore folks with sharing with a beach in my background and not knowing, you know, is the light good? How does this look? Oh, the wind is too strong. Is it gonna work? But we're doing those and getting those out to people and just sharing little 1 and 2 minute updates and just trying to encourage them in their faith and their walk with the Lord. Again, many seniors uncomfortable even coming out and staying home. Several said to me, Rich, you know, until shots are pretty much everywhere, until the rate's pretty much gone, I'm just not coming back to church. But thank you for sending this out. Thanks for other people calling, other Encore people picking up the one anothering idea and calling one another and praying for one another and sending cards to one another and encouraging in so many ways. And I know I've been blessed, and so many others have told me how they've been blessed by that kind of encouragement. When I think of our senior leadership team, Al and Jan Anderson, who I used to meet regularly at Panera's, I'm afraid Panera's may go out of business because the Andersons supported them very heavily, as did many of our leadership teams we would meet there. And Al and Jan are terrific. Gary and Wendy Grabowski. Gary and my Fight Club meets regularly again at Panera's. We've not been doing that for a while. Steve and Joyce Heil. And my dear bride, Joey, who will look at me and say, honey, are you going back upstairs to do another update again? And I'll go, yes, Joe. I'll be down in half an hour. She goes, no, you won't. It won't be half an hour. I won't put dinner on yet because I just know what you're going to be doing up there. It's not going to happen that quickly. But again, the blessing, the encouragement, the support of that group has been incredible, both to call them, to text them, to send materials to them. I can't thank all of them enough. Their heart to love others, to encourage others, to pray for others has truly been an amazing blessing. They've all done a great job of exalting the name of Jesus by their faithful service. Over the last year, we've been working on a booklet that we started last year and we've continued working on this year, which we're not going to get into in any major way because, you know, we're not going to get into all the things of this year, but this is really something we've worked on very hard over the year. And this booklet's called Retired and Refired, a Retirement Handbook for Jesus Followers. And then we have another booklet that goes with it called A Study Guide for Retired and Refired, which we've been sharing with some other pastors and people in other locations. And we're going to roll it out and share it with all of our senior group this year. And we're also hoping it's something that those of you who may be in that 53, 55, 58, 62, I know a lot of people never want to identify with Encore. You know, I'm not old. For years, I didn't go to that senior group. Al used to meet in that office. I go, no, I'm not going there. I'm too young for that crew. But the fact is, at some point, we get to a point where we're thinking about what am I going to do next? And how do I finish strong, and how am I intentional about continuing to make a difference for the kingdom? That we don't just buy into a lot of the cultural stuff saying, retirement is go to the beach, play golf, play tennis, go out to lunch, sit on a deck somewhere, go to Florida, do all the, I mean, I have nothing against any of those things. I enjoy doing many of those things. But again, that there's something bigger and far more important than just doing those things. And how do we stay intentional about investing in the kingdom work? And so for that booklet to come together, Chrissy Martinez down here was phenomenal in working with me. Chrissy, yeah, let's give her a round of applause. I'm back and forth with Chrissy. I'm sending edits. I'm sending stuff out to our team and saying, yeah, look at this. Any other changes? We're going through about 6 different cover iterations. We're going through color. We don't like this. How about that? Chrissy couldn't have been more wonderful to work with and so full of grace and such a blessing to go back and forth with. The only concern was, how can I help you make it better for your team and for your people? And so again, this will be a work in progress, and we don't know where it'll go, but we certainly think it's going to bless our group, and we hope it blesses many others who've expressed interest. In the Retirement Manifesto, Bruce Brunisma says, the issue of retirement reformation, he says, this is about contentment. He says, we embrace the promise of the fruits of the Spirit and reject the self-indulgent trappings of retirement. Our vision of a lifetime of service requires refocusing, repositioning, revamping, and re-energizing as we prepare for, enter, or experience retirement. The allure of doing nothing with eternal value, with no eternal value, fades very quickly. And again, I'm blessed as someone working with our Encore group to see so many of our Encore folks teaching Bible studies on the missions committee, working on the greeting teams. Those of you who greet, I've probably done that 33 of the last 38 years here. I love greeting people at the door. I don't love it as much with masks and not being able to connect in the same way, but again, it's just part of what you do to build relationships and get to know people and hopefully love on people and let them sense your love and concern for them. I'd also like to thank Mim from a distance. Hello out in Colorado, Miss Mim. Mim has been phenomenal. Again, with all those videos, all the things we've done, for me to set up the tripod, to put my iPhone in there, to get the right microphone on, to know is it loud enough, to redo it because it's taking a little too long or whatever. Thank God for Mim. I mean, she's a blessing with all that. And Jim DeWolf has also been a big help with that with me. And Jim, thank you, and thank you for a link. I don't know if I knew what links were once upon a time. I used to think they were link sausages or something. But, you know, all the stuff of technology, it's been great to grow, to learn. One of the things I try again to say to our seniors, and as a principal, I said to kids for years and our staff, let's be lifelong learners. Let's, until the Lord calls us home, let's continue to learn and grow so we can make a difference. I've been blessed to work with many great teams over all the years in schools. And I just want to just say thank you to Pastor Dan, to the rest of the pastoral team, to the rest of the staff, to the board members at this church. I've worked with good teams, I've worked with bad teams, I've worked with some in the middle, I've worked with some that thank God we changed the culture over time. But this group of people have hearts to see gospel transformation in every heart, home, and neighborhood. They have hearts to make a difference. They're willing to give people opportunities to grow. None of us are perfect. The more I learn about Jesus, the more I realize I don't know. The Bible study we're doing as a team is something that I don't know if his staff has ever done here to this level, to my knowledge. But I'll tell you what, the growth that's going on is phenomenal. And I'm just thankful for it. And I realize more and more that I don't have it all right. I didn't get it all right. There were things I believed strongly 15, 20, 30 years ago that now I'm going, wow, how did I believe that? How blind could I be? But the Lord continues to work in us by his Holy Spirit and to help us grow. This is a super team, capital S, capital U, go Orange. It's a super group to work with. In the middle of Jesus is SU. We want to be the most we can be for Jesus. We want to love him. We want to serve him. We want to bless. We want to make him famous. And we want to just keep doing great things for Jesus. We want to exalt his name, and we want to see that gospel transformation in every heart, home, and neighborhood. And if that was blasphemy, Lord, I apologize. I love
Forgive
you.
Him.
I love the Orange,
Forgive
but I certainly love him more. And thank you for your support and your help. And let's keep making a difference for the kingdom. Let's keep doing great things for Jesus. Thank you.
I don't want to stand too close to him. He's lightning strikes.
I never heard that before.
That was a new one. We're almost done. I know it's getting late, and we're going to get you guys out of here in just a couple minutes. But I wanted to just take a quick second and recognize and honor that team up there in that balcony. Just Nate's up there right now, and he's covering like three positions. But I got to tell you, back when we first shut down, PD and I were like... maybe he preaches from his living room and maybe I sing a song from my living room. You know, we splice it together somehow. We didn't know what we were doing, but that team came together. Joe Flatow said, nope, we're going to start streaming. And I was like, what is that? What's streaming? And, somehow went up there and waved his magic wand like 2 days before, or maybe the night before. I can't remember, but somehow, we pulled off that first Sunday, and that team hasn't since then sat back, on its laurels. They're continually growing and improving, and the live stream is improving, and our that Sunday morning online presence is continually improving. Less and less distraction, more and more refinement, and we meet almost weekly now to talk about ways that we can do that. So that whole crew up there, that they only get attention when things are messed up, right? And something's weird and everybody kind of looks up there and that's when they're noticed. And that's so thankless, But I want to honor that whole team. I want to honor and just mention real quickly Ken McGee, who, many of you don't know, is fairly new, brand new member. But in terms of sound guys, what you hope for is... some skill, but also just a humble sort of attitude. And that's pretty rare, believe it or not.
I don't know why with the sound folks, but like Ken from the very get-go has said, what do you need me to do? Like what needs improving? How can I help? And has just had the most humble attitude and fills a position at least twice a month up there. So thanks so much, Ken. Thanks so much to that team. It's wild what they've accomplished in the last year and continue to accomplish. So very grateful. Yeah, let's give a hand to that. Whole media, production, sound, all those guys. Amazing. Amazing. Okay. Yon, come up, close us out. Bring this whole meeting together. Congeal the whole meeting.
We're done. So that's pretty much it for our 2020 church family meeting. We'll call it that, even though it's 2021. Lots of people who make this church family not only just a place, not all the programs, right, but just the life-on-life stuff that goes on where people who are becoming more dedicated followers of Jesus, who are aligning more and more areas of their lives behind Christ and in line with who Christ is and who he wants us to become because of all the work that a lot of people are doing. And so that is the primary thing that we celebrate, is more people putting their hope, faith, and trust in Christ on a more regular basis and remembering it more often and helping other people do the same thing. So for all the great things that we do with church programming and stuff, that's the ultimate goal and that's the ultimate aim of what we're doing. And I think we're doing it because it's happening in my life and it's happening in a lot of other people's lives from what we hear. So all of the hard work of the administrative stuff that goes into running a nonprofit here in New York, all the hard work of managing all these assets and dealing with all of the hard things that go on in people's lives, we want to say thank you to Pastor Dan for leading us in that way. I mean, if you've never, I've done a lot of leadership theory and I do leadership coaching and stuff, and a local church pastor's, especially in a church of this size, is one of the more difficult things you got to do. You got to lead incredibly talented people like Kristen and Jeanette on the administrative side. You got to manage millions of dollars of assets. You've got to lead a team of people, a bunch of volunteers who is sometimes like herding cats in other nonprofits and stuff like that, but not here. And then you know, preaching every Sunday, and then counseling people in the kind of the lowest parts of their lives and in some situations that a lot of us wouldn't have any idea how to respond to. But we're just grateful for your leadership, Dan. And as someone who helps, who works with a lot of pastors around New York, we're pretty blessed to have Dan. He's one of the best in the biz. So we are grateful for you, and we're grateful you as a church family. So we're going to stop talking. We're going to end this meeting. If you are interested in sticking around, we have a Q&A. So if you're online, Team Davis over there will help you answer your questions, or not answer them, but they'll relay the questions to me, and then we can ask them. If you're here, stick around. But other than that, thank you for coming. We love you all, and have a great rest of your night.